From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. With concerns over the spread of coronavirus growing, state officials suggested today that all public universities limit large gatherings and move classes online. KUER's John Reed has more on the announcements.
All eight of Utah's public universities will move classes online by the end of the month, with most starting next week. Brigham Young University has not said yet if it's switching to online courses, though Westminster College in Salt Lake City announced it would cancel classes next week before moving them online. Utah State University President Noelle Cockett says the recommendations are preemptive.
We are working towards implementing actions rather than wishing later we had been implementing more precautions.
Five people have tested positive for the virus here, including two players on the Utah Jazz. Of Utah's K-12 schools, only the Murray School District has closed so far. But Sydney Dixon with the State Board of Education says most schools have been preparing for weeks.
The education part of it I'm confident in. It's the child care and the things for our most vulnerable students that I still worry about that we need to get on top of.
Dixon says families should start considering now how they would take care of their kids at home. And for students who rely on school meals, the board is working with the federal government to help deliver more mobile meals. John Reed, KUER News.
If you were planning on going to an event in the next few weeks, there is a good chance it's canceled. Earlier today, Governor Gary Herbert recommended people avoid mass gatherings of more than 100 people. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall also said in a video statement that all gatherings of more than 100 people will be canceled starting today. Those over 60 and with compromised immune systems are also advised to avoid gatherings of more than 20 people. A number of organizations have already called off or postponed their plans, including concerts, conferences, and art exhibits. The top leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced today that all public gatherings of church members will be temporarily suspended worldwide in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. A statement from the church's first presidency said essential local leadership meetings should take place online and that efforts will be made to offer sacrament or communion to church members at least once monthly. A bill expanding remote electronic doctor visits passed the Utah legislature this afternoon. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports the bill's sponsor says it's become even more important as the coronavirus pandemic expands in Utah.
When Republican Representative Melissa Ballard started working on a bill to expand telehealth services last year, she was focused on making it easier for people to get treatment for things like eye infections.
But with the coronavirus, it's really important that our doctors can see you and communicate with you and really help to direct if you should come in or go somewhere else.
Currently, many insurance companies only allow a set number of doctors to do telehealth. This bill opens it up to all physicians so patients can see their own providers virtually.
This is important to all of us. It's important to the governor.
The bill is headed to Governor Gary Herbert for his signature or veto. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A bill that would ban all elective abortions in Utah, if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, passed the state legislature today. It allows abortions in cases of rape, incest, if the mother's life is at risk, or if the fetus has a lethal abnormality. Republican Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby of Clearfield is the bill's floor sponsor.
There are many of our colleagues who assert that they are pro-choice, but there are many choices available to a woman. One of the choices that's available is adoption.
Violating the law, even for people who perform their own abortions, would be a second-degree felony. Critics of the bill say the government should not interfere in a personal decision between a patient and their doctor. The Navajo Nation has declared a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus, although there are no confirmed cases on the reservation. President Donald Trump recently signed an $8.3 billion emergency funding package to respond to the outbreak, and at least $40 million of that will be used for tribal and urban Indian health organizations. According to the Navajo Times, the Navajo Nation has requested the CDC transfer emergency funding to Indian Health Services. Utah Navajo Health System runs four community clinics in Utah through a contract with IHS. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez declared the state of emergency last night. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.